Imagine standing at the edge of a vast forest. Before you lies not just wilderness, but a map to the human soul that has guided countless generations. This is mythology, not dusty stories, but living wisdom that speaks directly to our deepest experiences. Joseph Campbell's The Power of Myth reveals how these ancient narratives continue to shape our lives, from Star Wars to our personal quests for meaning. Campbell shows us that myths aren't primitive explanations of natural phenomena, but sophisticated tools for navigating life's greatest challenges. They're psychological roadmaps that transcend cultural boundaries because they spring from universal human experiences. When Luke Skywalker follows his bliss into the stars, or when we feel moved by stories of transformation, we're experiencing myths' enduring power. These patterns resonate not because they're entertaining fantasies, but because they reflect the architecture of human consciousness itself. In a world increasingly fragmented by technology and individualism, Campbell reminds us that we all participate in the same grand story, one that connects us to our ancestors, to each other, and to the cosmos itself. Campbell uses Indra's tale, a god discovering infinite other Indras across universes, to show how even deities participate in cosmic cycles, teaching us to embrace our role without attachment to ego. This wisdom asks us to hold opposing truths. While life contains suffering, Campbell urges us to affirm it completely. The mistake isn't seeing life's horrors, but waiting for reality to match our ideals before accepting it. Moving beyond Western good versus evil reveals the Eastern view. Opposites are aspects of one reality. The transcendent perspective shows their unity while maintaining their distinct qualities. Our greatest joys often emerge from our deepest challenges, revealing Campbell's insight. Authentic being comes through embracing life's contradictions and engaging with it courageously and decently, in the way of nature. Traditional societies saw sacred meaning in landscapes. Mountains, rivers, and dwellings connected people to cosmic order. The Navajo Hoge, facing east with its central fireplace, made daily life sacred. Campbell recommends creating a bliss station, a sanctuary where creativity flourishes. Follow your bliss, his famous advice, requires courage to pursue what awakens your deepest self. The reward emerges both mysteriously and practically. If you follow your bliss, you put yourself on a track that has been there all the while. You begin to meet people in the field of your bliss, and they open doors to you. This mirrors the hero's journey, the universal pattern of departure, fulfillment, and return. These transitions demand leaving comfort to discover new capacities, beginning with divine discontent and facing challenges. The journey requires a death and resurrection, abandoning old identities for new ones. Campbell finds meaning not in immortality, but in embracing life's adventure fully. Heroes evolve with cultures. Early myths celebrated monster slayers like Hercules and Beowulf, while spiritual founders like Buddha and Jesus introduced new paths focused on inner transformation. The modern hero battles dehumanizing systems. Campbell saw Darth Vader as the ultimate threat, a robot, a bureaucrat, living for an imposed system. Luke Skywalker's choice to trust feelings over targeting computers exemplifies the return to intuitive wisdom. Our inner dragons symbolize ego attachments. Unlike Chinese dragons bringing prosperity, Western dragons hoard wealth uselessly, reflecting how limited self-concepts prevent growth. The hero must confront these dragons, fears, certainties, comfortable identities, to expand consciousness. Nietzsche's parable captures this evolution. The camel bears social expectations, the lion defeats thou shalt, and the child emerges a wheel impelled from its own hub, living from inner authenticity rather than external rules. True heroism means continuously surrendering our achieved self for growth. Native American warriors rode into battle crying, "What a wonderful day to die!" not from death wish, but from accepting life's natural cycle. In ancient agricultural societies, the great goddess embodied Earth's generative power, unifying woman magic and earth magic. The female represented Maya, what Kant called the forms of sensibility of time and space. Western civilization emerged from goddess-worshipping river lilies until warrior gods arrived. This shift crystallized when Babylon's Marduk defeated Tiamat, the All-Mother, using her body to create the world, symbolizing masculine dominance over feminine creation. The goddess persisted through Catholicism's Virgin Mary and Notre Dame cathedrals. Campbell connects the Madonna to Egyptian mythology's Isis nursing Horus, showing the endurance of ancient symbols. Modern science echoes goddess wisdom. Campbell observed protoplasm under microscope, revealing life's flowing force, all expressions of one primordial substance. The scientific concept of morphogenetic fields mirrors the goddess's creative power. This wisdom transcends gender politics. Viewing Earth as sacred rather than resource, honoring intuition alongside reason, and embracing compassion as strength restores balance. The goddess reveals life's interconnection, a truth validated by ecology and quantum physics. Medieval troubadours discovered that love for one person creates an electric thing that transforms consciousness through personal commitment. Campbell explains that true love requires a gentle heart, the capacity for compassion, mitleid, suffering with, where the wound can only be healed by the weapon that delivered it. Love exists as a higher spiritual experience beyond social order and morality. While this doesn't excuse harmful behavior, authentic love operates from a different center than social rules. The troubadours believed, if God is love, then love is God. The Grail legend exemplifies this, representing the highest spiritual potentialities of human consciousness. The wasteland symbolizes inauthentic lives, while the Grail represents living from one's deepest truth, integrating the physical and spiritual. Campbell describes love as the burning point of life, both joy and suffering. He references the Persian myth of Satan as God's greatest lover, condemned for his devotion, showing how love's intensity contains both ecstasy and agony. The stronger the love, the deeper the pain. Yet, love bears all things. Campbell suggests embracing mystery for spiritual experiences in our scientific age. While the ultimate, unqualified mystery is beyond human experience, art and poetry can reveal its essence through epiphany. Schopenhauer's idea that our lives may be composed by an unconscious will, like characters in One Great Dream of a Single Dreamer, mirrors the Eastern concept of Indra's net, where everything exists in mutual relation. While life itself lacks purpose, Campbell believes each incarnation has potential. His guidance to follow your bliss means staying true to what awakens your deepest self. The journey becomes the destination, like the Navajo pollen path leading to the center. Seeing Eden amidst suffering requires psychological transformation, perceiving a world of radiance beyond solid things. The sacred sound, Om, represents this universal energy, from Ah to Ooh to with silence representing transcendent reality. In our technology-driven world, the ultimate mystery persists not as something to solve, but to experience. Myth awakens us to wonder, showing we're not isolated beings, but expressions of the creative force flowing through all things.